Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, what happened?
Hello there. Oh, we're having a few technical difficulties today. Hello there. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great.
Can you hear me now?
I'm sorry about this.
Okay. No worries. It seems like we're having a few technical difficulties. So if anyone didn't hear anything for a few minutes, that was just some weird technical difficulties. I apologize. May I have your name, please?
My first name is Lily.
Lily? Hi, Lily. How are you?
Lily. I'm...
Lily.
I'm... L-I-L-I. Correct.
L-I-L-I. Okay. Lily, so how can I help you today?
Well, I am feeling the shift as well as doing a shift. I feel like this is the year of organization. This is the year of just unclutter, which I've been working on. And respecting myself, not allowing others to take advantage of me, and including family members. And I want to start my own businesses, and I say businesses, and that will incorporate under one umbrella. I guess what I'm really wanting to hear is a sort of a checkup. Just, am I on the right path? Is this the way it's supposed to be going? Because I've had a lot of resistance. And I realize the resistance is part of the learning process, and the people that I'm chewing out of my life that are not healthy for me are part of that. So I just need to know, am I heading the right way? I have the greatest support group.
Okay. Well, what I can do for you is, have you ever connected with any of your spirit guides before?
I believe I have, but it's as of late. I'm currently getting CAT scans and MRIs on my head, and
don't tell me too much because I want spirit to.
Go ahead.
Don't tell me too much, because I like to, I mean, when I do a reading, like an actual reading with people, you know, outside of the show, I mean, I know nothing about them ahead of time. And I understand that we have a limited amount of time during the show, so if there's a question, I don't mind trying to hone in on a certain aspect of your life,
but
I'm
going to
connect with your energy. And so we'll see what your spirit guides have to say. So I just want you to relax, inhaling deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth. I'm going to connect with your energy, and then we're just going to see if one of your guides in particular wants to come forward, or if they're wanting to just kind of give you a message as a team. That sometimes happens too. So we'll just take a look and see what they have to say. Okay. So as I'm connecting with your energy, the first things I'm feeling, I mean, I know you were about to tell me something about an MRI about your head, but the first thing I'm actually feeling is anxiety in my chest. So this tells me that there, you know, even though you're starting to feel, I feel like a bit like a, it does feel like a weight has kind of come off your shoulders about certain aspects of your life recently, but I also feel like there's other things that are kind of churning your tummy, so to speak. I just feel like there's worry about, well, definitely the future, obviously. Like, how is it going to work out? How is this actually going to unfold? It feels like you feel responsible for the kind of the livelihood or for other people's lives. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so I do feel one of your guides coming forward. I'm going to describe them a little bit. And again, I was having technical difficulties. I don't know if there was – I was actually talking quite a bit at the beginning of the show, and I'm not going to know till the end of the show whether or not anyone actually heard any of that, because it feels like there was something going on with my microphone. So I apologize if anyone heard dead air for the first, like, 5 or 10 minutes. I was actually I was sitting there talking and giving lots of information, but it seems like my microphone might have not been working. So I'm sorry about that. But – what I'm going to tell you just a little bit about spirit guides as I bring yours forward is that they have been with us our entire lives, and they're going to provide for me probably an appearance, maybe a name. None of that really matters, because in spirit we don't have a set appearance. We don't have a set name. This is usually just a way for them to kind of help us feel more connected to them. What is important is the information they bring forward, stuff that, you know, I wouldn't know about you, right? So, but it does help us to feel more connected. I do feel, Okay, so the guide coming forward for you today is your guardian, and guardians are the ones that kind of, they're the closest to our energies. They're the ones that kind of help us with, you know, our paths, the ones that kind of keep us, you know, help us stay away from things that we don't need to experience, and help us through the things we do need to experience. And so what I'm feeling with your guide is, well, definitely male vibration. I do feel like he's showing himself as being quite tall and burly. Oh, it's funny. Okay. And as I'm seeing him a bit more closely, he kind of, this is not an image I normally get, actually, but when I said burly, it's almost like I pictured like a lumberjack type of energy, right? He looks kind of, but I feel kind of a Scottish vibration with him. So I feel like there's a few factors there. He's got a quite a large beard, and I see an axe with him and all that. So I do feel like he's got that kind of manliness, that masculine energy, which I feel is very protective and loving for you. I'm going to see if I can get his name. Okay, and the name I just keep hearing over and over is Tom. So I'm going to say this is Tom, and I hope that this resonates with you. But as he's coming closer, what he's saying is that, okay. Well, he's kind of laughing and chuckling to himself. He's got a wonderful sense of humor, and I hear that he's saying that he's saying that you're a lady who's always had big ideas, big visions, and big dreams. I feel like you've always been kind of working towards something. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. All
okay, good.
Absolutely.
And he good. I hope so. That's why we do this, right? So what I'm feeling from him is that he's got a lot of proud, like he's very proud of you. He's saying, you know, like he's kind of standing right behind you, as I normally do see guardians. And he's kind of got, you obviously can't see me, but it's like, I'm actually placing my hands in the air, and it's like, he's got your shoulders, and he's just saying, no, he's always right behind you. He's always there for you. And he's like, I'll catch you if you fall. But he's like, you're not one to fall. He's shaking his head. He's like, you're not really one to fall. So I'm not really worried about you. So I feel like he's just encouraging you to keep going and to keep everything that you're thinking about, all those ideas that keep coming. And I don't know he shows me you writing them down. I don't know if you write them down or put them somewhere, but I feel like he's saying, just keep going. You wouldn't be getting those if it wasn't meant for you to try to expand on them and to try to, you know, actually put the effort in for them. So I feel like just the momentum is going. The image I'm getting is like a vision of a train, and it's like chugga chugga choo choo. It just keeps going. And he's saying this is where we're at right now. The momentum is strong, and there's no reason for you to kind of second guess or doubt. Does that make sense?
Thank you. Yes, and you just described my husband.
Oh, well, that's funny. Maybe they were brothers in a previous life. Oh, gosh. So, no, as I'm feeling, I just feel lots of positive energy. I don't feel like, usually if they're, like I was trying to say, and hopefully everyone heard me, but I'm kind of worried that no one heard that 10-minute talk I just gave. As I was saying, is that they can't interfere, and they can't, you know, but usually if there's something that they're not 100% about, or if they're kind of like wanting you to think things through a little more, I'll feel an energy that I would describe as hesitancy. And I do not feel that with you. I feel like it's just keep moving forward. Don't look back and don't feel bad.
Okay.
What he's actually saying is don't feel bad about anyone that you've had to kind of, well, he's sticking with the train image. He's like, don't feel bad about anyone you've had to kind of chuck off the train for right now. It's okay. It's kind of funny where it's just like, you know, don't feel bad about it. Don't second guess yourself. You're doing it for a reason. And, you know, it doesn't mean that they won't get back on the train at some point, but it means that maybe we need a bit of a break, and you just need that time to kind of work on yourself, work on your path, and not be worried about everyone and everything at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You just described that. Yes. It's
good,
a little
good.
Bit of me this year. Yes.
Oh, I'm sure.
I guess my resistance is going back to school. I'm like, oh, really?
Right. Oh no. Well, that's the thing. Like, we always can find reasons to not do something. But when you have that idea and it, when you feel that motivation, you feel like kind of empowered or really excited about it, even though it might be a lot of work and it might not be fun when you're halfway through it and you just want to quit. But knowing what it's leading us to and what we've always wanted to do or what we are dreaming of doing, I mean, it's definitely well worth the effort, right? And it helps us to feel just invigorated on the inside. It helps us to feel so ready to move forward and to embrace the path that we have. And I just feel nothing but positive energy for you. I just feel like you need to just keep going and just enjoy the process. Okay? So I really hope that this helps you moving forward.
Oh, you are. Thank you for being our blessings today. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're very welcome. And so many blessings to you. I wish you all the best on your path. I'm going to take another caller now. So take care. Bye-bye. Okay. So as I was speaking to her, I don't know if anyone actually heard the beginning of the show. I don't know what happened with my microphone, but So what I'm going to do is I won't find out till the end of the show if there's like dead air for like 8 minutes into my show. What I can do is, if you're on Facebook, please follow me on Facebook, because I post so much information about the shows. I have a few different pages, but you can find me under my name, which is spelled out right in the episode information, because my name is not an easy name to say, never mind spell, so that's Michelle Stockatelny. And I'll post a bit of the information that I was speaking about in case it wasn't actually heard. And it was just information about spirit guides, you know, how we connect with them and how they help us and all that kind of stuff. So I do see we have lots of callers, and unfortunately with, you know, 30 minutes, I'm not going to get to everyone, but I'm going to take the next one now and see if we can help. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you very much.
Okay. And how can I help you today?
Well, I think my prayers are being answered. I have two great possibilities for employment. One of them is more in the health insurance field, and it is actually a job offer through a temp agency, and they're doing quite a huge, intense background check and credit check on me. And so hopefully I pass through that. And then the other opportunity, the gentleman is just waiting for the financial company to confirm when they're ready to bring people in. So do you have any thoughts on this?
I can connect and I'll see what your guides have to say. But again, as I've described about jobs, there's lots of free will choices involved, so I can't tell you what they're going to choose to do, but I can tell you what I feel about the potential prospects. Does that make sense?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. So as I'm connecting with your energy, Wendy, and even before I connected and as you were speaking about both jobs, often I won't get anything about jobs simply because it's entirely up to the employers. You know, once it's out of your hands, it's in their hands and it's their decisions. But as you were describing them, I don't know what it was, but the first job you were talking about, I felt like, yes. And then the second job you were talking about, I just felt like, no. It was kind of like a hesitancy or apprehension. So it doesn't mean that they're absolutely going to, you know, I don't know if you said they already offered or whatever, but I do feel way more positive energy with the one that you first described. Does that make sense?
Yes, the health net job.
Yeah, I think I don't remember which one you said first, but whatever you were talking about first, I just felt yes. And then as soon as you started talking about the other one, I was kind of like, I just felt no, or like some sort of block, which tells me that it's, even if they offer it, which they might, I don't know, I just feel much more, the chances would be greater for your happiness and everything else with the first one. Okay.
Okay, and they're just stating that I'm working for a temp agency. However, the recruiter says she's seen many people become permanent, and that's my goal. I hope you see longevity with this health net. It's an intake representative position.
Right. Well, I'm not getting anything about that simply because I feel like you have to go through it and see if you like it enough to stay. And so I would say go into it with an open mind and not completely focused on, you know, is this going to be permanent or not? I don't feel like, well, what I feel and what I'm hearing from your guides is that it's there for you if you want it. You can stay there, whether it's long-term or, you know, consistently temporary or whatever it is. I don't know the exact terms. I just don't feel like you're going to be pushed out of there, if that makes sense. Okay?
Okay, that's wonderful. Do you have any messages from my beloved mother and father and my brother?
Today is all spirit guide messages, so I'm happy to do loved one messages another time, and I hope you'll call in for that. But today I want to get to a few more people before we have to go and see if I can connect them with their spirit guides. Okay, Wendy, so I want to wish you all the best. I hope that you get the job, and I hope that you enjoy it and that it's a big weight off your shoulders, okay? So many blessings to you.
Okay, bless you. Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. I'm still getting the hang of the whole, callers thing, so if I cut you off, I don't mean to, but yeah, you're very welcome, and I enjoy talking with you. Okay, so we only have a few minutes left, and I was going to provide more information about spirit guides, but I'd rather connect with you and see if we can bring forward a few more callers. Let's see here. May I have your name, please?
This is Pearl.
Hi, Pearl, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you today? I've been listening to your show. Sounds good.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Have you ever connected with any of your spirit guides before?
Yes, I try to stay tuned in, even though I'm mm-hmm. more empathic. I can't really, I don't know whether I'm hearing them or not. So.
Right. Well, that's a common theme. Even when someone takes a spirit guides course with me, I mean, it's like, is it for real? Am I imagining it? Usually I say, if you have to ask yourself if you're imagining it, you're probably not imagining it, because it wouldn't be something that you would necessarily try to imagine. So it is difficult at the beginning to like have conscious communication, right? We want to know for sure. We wish they would just like give us a huge sign, but in reality it doesn't change that much, you know, compared to before, when we're always talking with them but weren't aware of it, if that makes sense. But is there a certain aspect of your life you were hoping to, they would talk to you about today? Because I can ask them if they'll focus on that.
Well, I think for me, it's career direction. I've been focusing on that like the last 2 weeks now. Where am I going?
Okay.
You know, so whatever they had to tell me about career.
Okay, so I will connect with your energy, and we will see who wants to come forward and what they have to say. And again, this happens a lot too during readings and messages, where spirit guides will mention career paths that you'll think, I would never do that, I never thought of it. But then, you know, a year later, I sometimes I meet the same person or they book another reading, and guess what they're doing? Because it just made sense eventually. So don't discount anything they say. Sometimes they say things that are not on your radar yet. But I'm going to connect now, and we will see what they have to say. Okay, Pearl. So as I'm connecting with your energy, the first thing I'm noticing is I do feel quite a bit of it's not a pain, it's more of a pressure or something kind of going on in my forehead, which tells me that either you're prone to overthinking, or sometimes it's hard for you to kind of shut the thoughts off. Does that make sense to you?
Both.
Okay. It happens, right? So, so I do feel one of your guides coming forward. They're kind of on the ball today because they see the timer. They're like, oh, we don't have a lot of time, so we're going to get to it. Okay, but I do see one of your guides coming forward. And, it's your philosopher guide. And philosopher guides help us with our paths with regards to learning and education and anything that we want to learn about, not just in school, but just overall in life. Yours is showing herself as a female vibration, and I do feel that she's, And when I say, yeah, okay, I'm talking to the spirit. I'm not just being weird, but that's how I speak with them. Okay, so I do feel that she's showing herself as being Italian, which is really neat to me, and I feel like she's got this this gorgeous long hair, and it's actually quite dark, and she's got this very straight nose and these very pronounced features. As I've always said during readings, I really wish I could somehow take a picture of what I'm seeing and just show you, because I'm not as descriptive as I would like to be, but I do see her, and she's just got this beautiful face, and she's wearing very, you know, plain tunic like clothes, but it just represents her humility. But also she's got this depth of wisdom in her eyes. She's got these beautiful blue eyes, and I'm gonna get her name for you. What's your name? Okay, how do you? Okay, so I don't feel like this is an actual Italian name, but I don't know. But she's saying her name is Tania, but she's spelling it T-A-N-I-A. Okay, so Tania's coming forward today, and I feel like she's saying, okay. So what I actually hear from her is, okay, I don't know if this is going to resonate with you or not, but she's saying that it's almost like it's the last thing you want to hear, but it's like the thing that you would be happiest doing, or the thing that would probably bring you the most joy eventually would be you having to take further learning in order to pursue a different career path. Does that make sense to you?
It's those thoughts are wafting in my mind.
Yeah, because I feel like she's kind of like, you're not focusing on absolutely doing this, but I feel like it's been brought up a few times. And I do feel it's more or less encouragement from your guides, because I'm sensing that the least you could do, she's saying, is look it up and just kind of, you know, see if anything stands out to you. Because I feel like with our guides, they like to show us things that stand out to us. So they kind of, it's like we're looking, you know, if you're on some sort of college or university website and you're looking through the courses and all of a sudden something just kind of, it just stands out to you. You can't stop reading. You're kind of like, could I do that? Do I see myself doing that? She's kind of showing me this right now, and I just feel like at least leave yourself open to the possibility of taking something, whether it's going to be like even night classes or something. I'm not getting the specific, though, about what it is. I'll see if she'll say something further about it. Okay. Well, what I'm feeling from her and from you is almost like this desire to somehow help others, and it's almost like it's got to be but through a specific way. Does that make sense at all to you?
Well, that's what I'm here to do, is to help other people. But the career, what? the career part of it is, mm-hmm. that in order to do what I really want to do and do it the mm-hmm. way I want to do it, I think I need more school, but I've already spent quite a while in school. So I don't know whether I need to mm-hmm. just go into the career or go back to school too. I don't know.
Well, I feel like this is kind of the battle between the mind and the heart, where your heart is saying, you know, we've done enough schooling to know what it's going to take to go back and to do more or whatever, but it's going to lead you to where you feel drawn to go. And the head is kind of saying, well, you know what, I'm at a point in my life where I should be doing this or I should be doing that. You can't let yourself think that you have to be at a certain point because of, you know, an age or a number or anything like that. You have to do what's calling to you to this life. And I feel like there's no time like the present, because I don't feel like it's going to get any easier if you try to, you know, push it off for 5 years. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I feel like, you could find many reasons to talk yourself out of it. But I feel strongly with her that she's saying, you know what will make you happy, and you know that it will be ultimately what you desire. So I feel like you need to put yourself first and not explain it to anyone else. You don't need to feel like you have to explain this. You don't have to rationalize it. It is what it is. This life is meant to be led the way you want it to be led. So just enjoy it and embrace the process. Okay?
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to leave that with you, as we only have 15 seconds left of our show. You're very welcome. So many blessings to you. I'm so sorry that we couldn't get to the other callers today. I hope you'll call back. I'm going to have my show again. Well, next Friday is New Moon Meditations, and then we'll be back to taking your calls. So many blessings to each of you. Thank you so much for listening.